USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is a big winner in the 2020 census results, which are out today.
Six states will gain seats in the House of Representatives. Texas will gain two seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain one seat.
The Census Bureau's acting director, Ron Jarman, saying seven states will lose seats in Congress. That includes California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The Supreme Court is agreeing to review a New York law that limits carrying concealed firearms outside the home, potentially loosening gun laws nationwide in the first major Second Amendment case since 2010. The case involves an appeal by two New York gun owners regarding a lower court's ruling throwing out their challenge to restrictions on concealed handguns outside the home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News,
"This seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seemed to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I gotta tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire. And sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed."
Wall Street with a case of the Mondays, the Dow losing 61 points to close at 33,981. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The European Union is planning to open travel for vaccinated Americans.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but those who are fully vaccinated are expected to be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out an exact timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that the news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S. They're looking at the success of our vaccination program. They're looking at the reduction in disease. And while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel. That just shows what an incredible few months we've had vaccinating Americans.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, a portrait of former President Donald Trump, while not yet the official oil painting of him, will be on display in the America's President exhibit in the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., when it reopens on May 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.